Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Do we need and should we introduce a tourist tax in Ireland? They basically have it in every other European country. So why not here in the Emerald Isle? It's something the government is currently looking at in an effort to try and raise tax for the local authorities, the county councils basically. Owen Doyle is a hotelier. He's a bar owner. He's with us on the line today. Do we need a tourist tax, Owen?
Hi, Andrea. How are you?
Good.
Well, I don't think we need one, but the question is, should we have one? Traditionally, they're used in other cities, dual purpose. One is to provide local services, and the other is they can be used as a deterrent to people visiting, i.e. The one in Venice, etc., where there's a limit on the number of people they want in the city, the same in Barcelona, and they're using taxes to deter visitors. I don't think we should use it in that way. I think Dublin still has plenty of capacity, particularly in the outside the peak months.
Well, it won't be. It's an accommodation levy we're talking about. And what they're looking at the moment, it'll be on hotels and short-term lettings. This is what the government's looking at. The one thing we don't know, just to explain to listeners, we don't know what the rate is going to be. There's been some suggestion that they're looking at, a similar scheme or initiative to what was introduced in Scotland last year, which was 5% of the overnight stay. Other ideas, I know Dublin City Council previously looked at a 1% charge in 2003, or maybe they'll introduce something like, a 3 or a 5 euro per day charge, just have a flat rate charge for all tourists. But have you any idea, Owen, how this might play out?
Yeah, traditionally, the poor accommodation providers end up having to do all the heavy lifting in these issues in these circumstances anyway. So it's the easiest way to put a tax on. In general, most reasonable-minded hoteliers in the cities, particularly in Dublin City, wouldn't object to a modest tourist tax, I feel, if it was used for local purposes. In other words, the big issue at the moment, we need a lot more Gardaí on the streets. And if there was going to be, say, a metropolitan Dublin police force, and that was going to be going towards that, I think that a lot of people would welcome it. We could do a better street cleaning regime as well. And again, I don't think anybody would kind of push back on that.
But is it up to the tourists to pay for that?
Kind of dump into the government's coffers, that's a different matter.
Michael is a hotelier as well, Owen. Michael, you're based in Dublin too, Michael.
Yeah, I'm based in Dublin and Westport.
Yes.
I definitely would be against introducing another tax on our bedrooms. We've already got hit with a 50% increase last year with the VAT increase on VAT, and government have got an extra half a billion out of us on that one. And we're already giving, as a tourism industry, 2 billion a year in taxes to central coffers. And definitely, I think we're being taxed enough. I don't think we need to have any more.
Well, it'll be passed on to the consumer, the tourist, won't it?
Well, look, this is all about value. The consumer pays at the end of the day, and we need, as a country, a nation, Dublin particularly, we need to be showing value. And actually, last year, I think Dublin accommodation rates came down a bit. And from a high point, yeah. But and they weren't. When you look at it internationally, they weren't overly exorbitant, and we won't go through what Paris and Madrid and all these other cities were charging at the times, and still are. But hotels are already making an enormous contribution in terms of taxes, both to central exchequer finances and supporting local authorities. And I know that in County Mayo, we give to run our county, it's about 175 million euro a year, and we, as hoteliers, contribute quite a lot. I think nearly about 1,000 euro a bedroom to our local authority. So there's taxes coming from us all over.
Okay. Now, I wonder, would a 5% charge, though, Michael, would it actually, like, if somebody is paying 200 quid, we'll say, right, just for a bedroom, whatever, tonight in Dublin, would a 5% charge on that actually deter them from booking that room?
Well, it puts another tenner on the rate. we were already contributing 2 billion plus in taxes to the economy. And we need to be getting value for that 2 billion. It needs to be coming back, doing up our roads, our greenways and all of this. We need further expenditure on tourism to develop it. And I think what goes in, it should be coming back out and should be very transparent. And I know Fáilte Éireann and Tourism Ireland would be big directors and pushing that story.
Okay. Let me bring in Niall O'Callaghan for a moment, Michael. Niall is a local independent councillor in Killarney, but you're also a hotelier as well. Can you shed any light on what the local authorities will do with this tourist tax if it's to go ahead, Niall?
To be honest, I don't know. I don't think the councils have put their mind to what they'll spend the tourist tax on.
But what do they need it for in the first place? Like, surely Owen and Michael are paying rates, commercial rates.
This is it. I'm absolutely sick to my teeth of all of these ideas that are coming up and taxing this and taxing that. Stop. We're paying VAT. We're paying rates. We're paying water charges in and out. We're paying for staff. We're paying PRSI. We're doing our share. And you now want us to take on another. Like, I come from a small family hotel in the middle of Killarney. My mother's 88 years of age. She runs the Fáilte Hotel every single day of her life for the last 56 years. And the last 3 years have been the worst years she has ever put down in running a business. And it's all down to the stupidity of this mind-blowing silliness of, oh, we're going to do this and we're going to do this and we're going to do this. Stop with these. I mean, we're trying to get people into the country. And I'm fairly emotive. I'm fairly angry. And I know I'm going to be on one side of the argument. And I respect Owen and Michael's points. But at the end of the day, we're further down the road than we need to be in terms of trying to survive. We're really, really struggling to survive. Businesses, small hotels, 18, 17, 16 bedroom hotels around this country. And now you want us to take on the added burden now of charging another 5% on top of all our guests who are going to come, who we're fighting with. My mother's hotel is a 3-star hotel, but a lot of the 4 and the 5-star hotel prices come way down this time of year. So she's fighting on all fronts.
Yeah.
And now you want to turn around. And this is the point. These are the silly ideas and the stuff that really wrecks my head as both a counsellor and both as a person who's grown up in the hotel industry all my life.
You know it well.
Fed up with it. I mean, today I had to pay a VAT bill. 3 weeks ago I had a VAT bill. And straight up, and on national television. We didn't have that money. We don't have that money. We're struggling to survive. The government would want to think about the fact that over the last 3 years, and Andrea, I was on with you about this before.
I know, I remember.
They've taken 37% of our business off the streets in Killarney. They've taken the passing business off the streets because you've taken away the bed capacity. But you haven't reduced the rates. You haven't reduced anything. You've just nailed us every corner.
Well, I do wonder. I do wonder what the councils need the money for in light of the fact that you are paying, and so too is Owen and Michael, the kind of commercial rates that you pay on an annual basis. So you think this will be hugely problematic, Niall, then for hoteliers?
Yeah, hugely problematic. At the moment, I go into the council meetings and I have a bit of a laugh with the other councillors around the county, but I always say, you know, Killarney helps pay the bills. Because we do. We have a lot of hotels. Mm. We offer great value for money. We're a great destination. The best town in the world. I said this to you, Andrea. I love where I live. I'm here now looking at Ross Castle. It's stunning on a day like today. And you now want to put another tax on us to try and run our businesses. And then from a council point of view, we property tax, and we had to increase that as a councillor, and we're getting the rates in from all the businesses everywhere. There isn't a word about the fact that, you know, all the cafes and restaurants that are closing down and all the pubs, the rural pubs that are closing down. There isn't a word about, hey, how can we actually keep these places open?
Mm.
Have the government budgeted for the fact the amount of cafes that have closed?
Oh,
over
I know. It's something we've talked about all right here, Niall, on a fairly regular basis as well. Owen, I don't know if you can clarify. I mean, I was looking at this story from early this morning. you know, when I figured we'd chat, have a chat about it here with hoteliers today, the bit I can't figure out though, you know, like if I have family who travel from Donegal and for whatever reason decide to stay in a hotel in Dublin for the night, will it only be international tourists who'll be affected, or will the domestic tourism sector be hit as well?
Well, there's a couple of things there. First of all, I don't think anybody's thinking it's, and I'm not kind of in any way, you know, promoting this tax, but I think if there's going to be a visitor tax, it's going to be a tax for the city only and Dublin only. Nobody hotels in the rural parts of Ireland as well, and nobody is suggesting that they are, you know, booming or doing very well. A couple of tough years since the end of COVID, but you know, if there's a limited, and this will be traditionally, you know, 3 to 5 euro, if you do it as percentage, it's just going to be make everything very awkward. The prices are obviously going to fluctuate. If there was a 3 or 5 euro charge, and whether that's really overseas visitors or Irish visitors, but it's people coming into Dublin, and if that was put aside, the money that was collected and used for Dublin services, I think it might not be a bad idea. But if anybody's thinking it's a good idea to introduce this tax on a nationwide basis for all overnights in all hotels, it's crazy.
Yeah, and then you have to make the point then too, you know, from listening tonight, like he has a point around whether or not, Michael, a 3-star hotel, like do you put the same percentage levy on a 5-star hotel in Dublin as you do a 3-star in Killarney? Like perhaps there should be different brackets.
Well, I think the administration of that is going to be very difficult, you know. And the fact is that tourism is making an enormous and substantial contribution to the exchequer at the moment. They're generating 23 cents in every euro that a visitor pays, whether they're coming from Donegal, Cork, Kerry or America. Every 23 cents of a euro spent in Ireland is contributed to taxation, to government coffers. And in terms of hotels, we make a vital contribution to the economy, particularly in the city, but definitely 70% of tourism happens outside of the city of Dublin. And we need to support these vibrant places to live, visit and work. And the one thing I would be talking about now is bringing in more tourists, getting the cap off Dublin Airport and getting more people in, and let's make more money out of it internationally. 70% of all the business that's done in hotels and tourism generally is coming from abroad. This is an invisible export, really, tourism. Oh. That's 70% of business coming in, and it's very important. And Mr. Trump won't be putting tariffs on that. But of course, the Irish government will. You know.
Melanie May is with us. Melanie's a solo travel writer. Are people deterred by tourist tax, Melanie?
I mean, I don't know. I can speak for myself and my friends and how we travel. And we are very socially conscious travellers. And I have absolutely no problem paying city tax, accommodation tax, tourist tax. I've paid it in almost every single place that I've ever travelled to.
And how much roughly are you talking about? Roughly, just give us an idea.
So when I went to Mexico, I flew into Cancun and it was $21 to tourist tax when you arrive in the airport. And then you look at the drain on the resources there and you understand why you're being charged. And I would absolutely happily pay double that, you know, to make sure that my footprint isn't heavy on the resources and on the land where I'm going. Because for me, now I guess it's different because I do write about travel, but travel is a two-way exchange. You can't just be going to places and take. So I'm very, very happy to pay back. And if that's in a tax, then that's fine. If there's another way of doing that, that's also great for me. But I have never once like moaned about the price of these taxes. But what I really hope and what I really like about it is that if people are, you know, questioning what they're paying for and they see this tourist tax or accommodation tax, that they'll go and look it up, and then it might educate them a little bit more on why we actually need this tax, on why over tourism is a problem, on why we are a drain on resources on the places where we go, and why should locals have to pay for us when we go there. Especially when you go to all-inclusive resorts and never actually leave them and contribute to those communities that are around you.
We want to call it an accommodation levy or a tourist tax or a city tax, as they have, for instance, in the likes in New York. Typically, is it a percentage of the bedroom per night or is it a day flat rate?
I guess it depends. If you're going to, it all depends. There's all different ways of doing it. I've seen it in all different ways. I've seen it that you pay it in the airport, or you'll pay it in a port if you're arriving by a cruise, or if you're paying it on the accommodation, they might charge you, I think maybe in Mexico there was like something like 50 cents a night when you were there, or there might be a percentage of the bill overall. It's totally up to the governments how they decide to charge.
Yeah, in Italy, in Venice, they're charging day tourists a fee. This is from spring of last year. You've to pay a fee of €5 a day, and then the rate for overnight visitors ranges anything from €1 to €5 per night. The Indonesian government have announced a tourist tax there. Travellers visiting Bali from the 14th of February last year, you got to pay about £7.30. From October last year in New Zealand, they've tripled the tourist tax. You're now paying $100 New Zealand dollars. That's what you're going to pay to enter the country. I know I was looking at accommodation for New York for St. Patrick's weekend, and whether it's the city tax or the accommodation charge or a combination of both. But I know when I looked at the T's and C's the other night, it's working out, like, no matter where you stay, it's roughly around $30 to $35 per night for a bed in the room. Like, if you're staying 3 nights, that's the guts of £100 additional accommodation or additional that you have to pay for the price of the accommodation. Email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. My thanks, thanks as always to Melanie May, Niall O'Callaghan there, independent hotelier and councillor in Killarney, Owen Doyle as well, and also to Michael Lennon, who's the director of the Skylon Hotel in Dublin.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday. On News Talk.